You? I suppose the rumours are true, then. We rarely are scraping the bottom of the barrel these days for new recruits. No matter. We shall see whether or not you have what it takes. The Dark Lord usually takes on these matters himself, yet since Bellatrix now fills his evenings, the burden falls to me. It interrupts my evenings, my precious alone moments, so you'd better not waste my time, girl. Did you hear that, my friends? The little witch thinks she understands. Predictable. You presume to know my mind, do you? Well, that's your first mistake. I shouldn't be the least bit surprised. Suddenly every little witch shows up here thinking she can convince us that she believed in the Dark Lord the whole time. Not quite. You think loyalty is measured in protestations and empty words. But what if loyalty is measured in inches of Death-Eater cock you can fit in the back of your throat? It's rhetorical. I wasn't asking you for an answer. I don't need to hear your petty excuses or grovelling. That bores me. And you don't want to bore me, do you? I know. Now, where was I? It's obvious, painfully so, that's not what you expected. We're going to test you. I, and the rest of your superiors, only see you as what you've presented. A pure-blood fuck-slut, solely around for other equals to bury their cock in from time to time, not worthy of anything. We know that you've only come here because we're winning. What's that? Oh, please give me a chance. I was only offering all of me willingly. Exactly. With as willingly as you offered up your cunt, one wonders how willingly you'd offer information, too. Oh, silence, you silly girl. Insolent little whore, you dare speak to me like that? You will show Lucius Malfoy respect when you speak, disrespectful little witch. I am second in command. You think because I'm not the Dark Lord I won't crucio your wretched soul into oblivion? Wrong, I will. Give me a reason. Really? You're willing to take the test, no matter what it is? Oh, very well then. Kneel. That's good. How easily you obey. This could prove useful. And you open your mouth? Is that an invitation? It is, isn't it? You're inviting me to bless you with my perfect cock in all its unyielding glory and fuck that mouth. Is that really a test? Perhaps. Perhaps it really is a test. A test of determination. You look so shocked. It is a test of determination. Do you honestly fancy me a wizard who's, in the common parlance, easy to get off? Not quite. So maybe this is a good idea. Yes, slut, we'll see how long it takes your worthless mouth to work around my superior cock. If you make me come, we will consider you for the post. If you don't, well, how does that sound? Do you think this mouth can take me? Do you think yourself skilled enough? Shall we find out? Nod your head, slut. Yes, there's a good girl. What's the matter, little thing? Why, you look as though you've seen a ghost. Oh. Yes, it is rather magnificent, isn't it? I've been told my cock is a wonder to behold. Even more of a wonder to have the pleasure of servicing. I think you'll have to open this mouth wider, don't you? After all, I want to make sure you can take it all, every inch. It deserves to be worshipped, licked, sucked, and treated like the deity it is. My, you're practically drooling. Eager little whore. Go on. Take my pure blood cock into your hungry mouth. You want to suck, don't you, little girl? You want this hard-throbbing cock in your mouth? If you want it, you need to take it. Death Eaters don't wait. They take. Do not reach for me, you pathetic little cockslut. I'm not here to assist you. I'm here to test you. Go on, then. Claim your prize. Giving up so easily? Oh, such a disappointment. I'm waiting, girl. Try harder. Come on, then. Take it. It's right in front of your snivelling face. Should have known better. Known that a woeful little slattern such as yourself would buckle under the slightest challenge. You couldn't be moved to do something as easy as sucking cock. Maybe, just maybe, it was too easy. The little witch wants more of a challenge. What's that? I'm sorry, sir, I'll just go, sir. Really? Do you think so? None of that now. You go where I want you to go. Besides, no one is permitted to leave during initiation. Now, close that disgusting mouth and get on all fours. Yes, you heard me. All fours in front of everyone. Yeah. And do be quick about it. Oh, much better. Are you mad? I say on all fours and you bear yourself to me? You pathetic, desperate slut. Well. One more, I think. Do you understand you can do other tasks on your knees? It isn't always about getting this greedy little cunt between your legs filled. Honestly, girl, you try my patience. What's this? Enjoying yourself? Oh, don't lie to me, girl. Your cunt is glistening with your depravity. Since you insist on interpreting my orders, perhaps you can turn your imagination to this. I want to push your stupid, empty-eyed face into the ground while I fuck you. I want to do that with my foot, because I don't want to leave you with the impression you belong anywhere else. Arrange yourself accordingly. See how fast the little whore moves at the promise of cock? Disgusting creature. Finally, you do something right. Now, lay still. Stay still. Do not move. Do not protest. Do not even breathe. And definitely do not derive any kind of pleasure from this. My cock is going to teach you a lesson in following orders. I want it to hurt. I want you to feel how little I or anyone else cares for you. I said do not protest. No need for modesty now. You wanted to act like a common whore. I'll treat you like one. I know my full weight can't feel good resting against that pretty face, but this is your place, filth. At the bottom of your lord and master's boot. Do you feel that? My cockhead poised at the entrance of your slut cunt. No need for words. Just know, just take solace in the fact it brings me no pleasure to push myself inside you. The pleasure I get from it is from the praise I receive for ruining witches like you, little tourist. Good. Yeah, that's right. Thank me. Thank me for the lesson I'm teaching you. I'll pound the message home now. Cursed witch. Ugh, disgusting whore. How many miles of wizard cock has stretched this cunt? What? pity fucking you was like, is like pushing my cock into a jar of oil. I had so hoped your saving would be a tight cunt to grip my cock, but of course not. You're no better than a muggle whore. Turn around. No, we're not done yet, little girl. Now you've wasted my time fully. Look at how the witch fails. She fails at even being an adequate cock sleeve. Eyes on me, slut. They don't matter. I am your god. Look at me as I slip my perfect pure blood cock between those lips and fuck your slut mouth. I want to see you in pain, struggling to breathe as I pound mercilessly into the back of your throat. Just keep that mouth open. Be nothing more than a vessel of pleasure for your superior. Yes. Much better. I grip a fistful of this hair and plunge my cock to the back of your throat. That's it. Take it, cock whore. And then, for wasting my precious time, I keep my cock pressed firmly at the back of this whore mouth. That's right. Struggle. Struggle to breathe, little witch. I wonder what happens if we just... yes. Put a hand over your nose. What's the matter? Can't draw breath? Yeah, tears. Tears, you pitiful child. You disgust me. And to think you thought you had potential to join our ranks. You should be made an honorary mudblood after this little stunt. Nevertheless, my cock is hard, because of course it is. I'm magnificent. I always rise to the occasion. So I will use this as a teaching moment. You will serve your purpose. You will be my personal cum dump. So get on your knees, slut. I'm going to get myself off on you. Show everyone the only thing you're good at is being a dish towel for wizard seed. Yes, that's much more like it. That's right. Put your pretty face near my cock. It is pretty, despite being attached to such a worthless witch. Look at it. I know you like watching me stroke my thick, hard cock, how my body tenses as my fingers reach the head. You're lucky it's even been inside you, touched by perfection. As I stroke myself over your pathetic whore face, do you know what I think of? Yes. I think of pounding away at a much prettier, competent witch. One with a cunt so tight she holds me as if her life depended on it. With you, appalling little slut, watching from the corner, watching my amazing cock bring her so much pleasure. Oh, you only there to see what a real woman looks like and maybe, just maybe, clean up her cum. And my, are you in fact roused by this? Of course you are. That's right. Cry so prettily for me. I'm close, slut. Close to blessing you with the best present you've ever received. What? What? An open mouth. Really? You really think I want my cum in your trash mouth? No, no. Keep it open. Now close it, contemptuous whore. Swallow my spit. You've earned it. No, I want to degrade you. Swallowing Malfoy seed is a treat, a luxury, one you will never receive. I'm going to come on your tits. They're actually pretty tits, these, aren't they? I'll paint them like I would have painted the back of your throat, had you been worthy. Ha ha ha. Now, whore, for being an obedient target, you may clean that off with your hands. And then use that greedy tongue of yours to lick me off. We won't waste a drop of me. Get to it. Rub those hands onto your tits. Collect the seed your lord gave you. Savor every drop. It's the best you'll ever get. That's right. Lick your fingers clean, slut. Now, we must all decide to do with... One moment, gentlemen, please. We must all decide to do what to do with our new dishcloth, whatever to do with the inept little whore who wasted our time. What's this? Is that so? I see. Thank you, Yaxley. Cleaned up, little slut? Good. Come kneel at my feet. Pet, pretty little pet. Do you know what my colleague Yaxley just brought to my attention? No? No, you don't. Oh, I think you do, you stupid cunt. You're a filthy little mudblood. A half-breed. A bottom-feeding rat. And you thought you could hide it. Well, no wonder you're a disappointing set of hells. Not even good enough for fucking. You dare sully my cock with your half-blood cunt? I'll be washing the stain of your muggle mother off my cock for days. And you? Well, you can die happy knowing this was the closest you and your filthy mudblood cunt ever came to being pure, fucked and filled with my pure blood cock and cum. So, there's only one thing we can do with you, isn't there? Out you come, Sneaky. Avada Kedavra! Well, that's that dealt with. Yaxley, be a good fellow and clear this corpse away. It's starting to boil.